Phoneboy Speaks, episode 197, Who Needs Information? And you've heard this many times, not from me necessarily, but from other tech douchebags, I guess. Google Reader has finally met its maker, or as I say, it's gotten two to the head. And what that means is that all the people that were using Google Reader, either as a syncing source or as a way of reading RSS feeds, well, now you have to do something else. And there's been a whole lot of replacements that have come up since then. And I imported my stuff into Feedly and into Dig just to kind of see what would happen. And I realized that because I hadn't used it in so long, that the feeds, a lot of them were just not relevant anymore. So I'm going to have to rebuild my feeds if I do that. But what I realize over the years is that I've switched to podcasts to get sort of the longer form information, or at least get information that I used to read, because there's so many tech podcasts out there and there's so many news podcasts that I don't need to read it. And if I want to read it, I mean, I'm gonna see the link retweeted 50 times in my app.net stream. And that's another thing. I mean, I used to read Twitter to get the sort of what's going on. And now there's enough information flowing across app.net that in most cases I can get what I need there. If it's stuff of general interest, there might be some specific stuff that I don't get on there. But I mean, heck, I run the No Agenda account on app.net specifically so that I can see interesting things that happen in the sort of the regular news. And there's also breaking news and there's some other stuff. But I think if you don't participate so much on social networks, or you don't have a wide circle of people that you follow or whatever, then RSS might actually be good for you. Or if you want to just read the source material and not hear the chatter about it, then yeah, go ahead. And you know, I guess there's still people that like doing that. And when I was somebody that was writing blog posts for money, and yes, I did do that. Yeah, I was reading a lot of the other blogs, and what I realized is that at least for tech stories, and even for a lot of the just sort of the mainstream news stuff, there's only so many different ways you can say what's happening, right? And so really only need a few sources, and for the few times when I do actually need to go, just get a pulse on what's going on, and I'm not seeing stuff coming across my feeds that's interesting, then I might go to The Verge or The Guardian or New York Times or something like that and see what's going on. But I rarely do that, because if something's really important going on, I'm going to see it in the different social streams. And I just do not see Google Reader or Google Reader's replacement entering my life again. And I'm quite happy with that, because that's just it's just more noise. And I have a good time even just browsing app.net, even if I'm not finding out what's going on necessarily. If I'm having conversations with people, that's kind of cool. But seeing the news is one thing, and hearing what people think about it is another. And I kind of like the latter as much as the former at times. But it's to know I can do it. But that's my default, is to just kind of see what other people are reposting or whatever. And that's how I get my news. I just cannot see, for me personally, getting back into the habit of an RSS reader. It's just redundant. And as I say, podcasting sort of fills that need for me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.